The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuela is in its fourth week of massive anti-government demonstrations. So far, 21 people have been killed in the unrest. The country has the world's largest oil reserves, but it's suffering the worst economic collapse in modern Latin American history. Protesters say socialist President Nicolas Maduro's regime has become a dictatorship. But outside Venezuela, Maduro's harshest critic is Luis Almagro.
The problem about Venezuela is that democracy completely collapsed and disappeared.
Almagro is Secretary General of the Organization of American States, or OAS. That's the Western Hemisphere's UN. Almagro is Uruguay's former foreign minister, and he's no right-winger.
I am a leftist. I come from there and I will stay there. The thing is, the left has to be democratic.
This month, an OAS resolution all but declared democracy dead in Venezuela. Almagro is leading a push to make Maduro hold general elections that the socialists would almost surely lose. If the regime refuses, Almagro says Venezuela could be suspended from the OAS and its diplomatic projects. On a visit here last week, Almagro sat down with the Miami Herald and WLRN News to talk about Venezuela's crisis, and he didn't sound hopeful.
I have never seen a country going down so fast, politically, economically, socially. Everything completely collapsed.
Almagro lays the blame squarely at the feet of the Maduro regime and its socialist suffocation of Venezuela's economy and political rights, like locking up more than 100 political prisoners.
Everybody wants a solution in Venezuela. Everybody wants the regime to end, like all other dictatorships. Free the political prisoners, have elections.
Almagro says the OAS has tried to convince Venezuela.
But it was impossible for us to build any constructive dialogue with them. They were too used to bully. They don't like to be bullied.
Almagro was asked about the Maduro government's claim that he and the OAS are in reality calling for a coup in Venezuela.
There is not a coup d'etat in Venezuela. Nobody's bombing Venezuela. What we have are people in the street asking the government to leave because it's unable to guarantee their rights or to feed them or to take care of their health. And those people have been shot. They have been killed. So isn't that a very criminal behavior?
A human rights cause important to Venezuelan expats in South Florida is opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. He recently marked his third year in a Caracas jail for leading protests.
Very unjust detention. All he was guilty of was being a politician who is able to put the people in the streets. We have asked the regime to free him. When there is a political prisoner, everybody is exposed to that.
Almagro was reminded that the OAS doesn't exactly have a great track record confronting authoritarian governments, like the right-wing regime that took over Honduras after a 2009 coup. But Almagro thinks this time the organization's members are getting tough. He pounded his fist to emphasize that.
Imagine that just 1 month ago, there were only 2-3 countries in the continent recognizing that there were political prisoners in Venezuela. And now we have a resolution accepting that.
Almagro also had praise for the Trump administration. It has leveled economic sanctions against Venezuelan Vice President Tarek Alassami for alleged drug trafficking.
They should keep applying sanctions to the individuals responsible for the corruption of the country and the violence of the country.
Finally, Almagro chastised Cuba for giving the Venezuelan regime what he called very bad advice. He said Cuba doesn't understand something important about Venezuela.
The Venezuelans, they were a democracy for too long, and they have too many democratic reflexes.
Cuba's 1962 suspension from the OAS was lifted 8 years ago, but Cuba doesn't want OAS membership. Almagro said that's fine with him since Cuba isn't a democracy yet.
That like me saying that I don't want to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. It's not that I don't want, it's that I can't.
On Monday, tens of thousands of protesters blocked roads and highways across Venezuela. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. WLRN's Kate Stein helped with this report. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.